From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today, the Senate gave final approval to a massive overhaul of corporate tax rules. Senators met in a rare weekend session and into their Columbus Day holiday to finish work on the $136 billion measure. The bill started out as a simple fix to what the World Trade Organization deemed unfair U.S. subsidies. But the legislation quickly became a vehicle for a variety of tax breaks, as NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
The bill the Senate approved today has a grand title. It's called the American Jobs Creation Act of 2004. Opponents dismissed the legislation as an early Christmas gift to lobbyists. But the Republican chair of the Finance Committee, Iowa's Chuck Grassley, praised the gigantic bill on the Senate floor just before it won final passage by a vote of 69-17.
Today is a historic day in the world of tax policy. We're about to pass the most significant reform of American business taxation since 1986. And I'm not talking about large corporate reforms. This bill contains some of the most important small business reforms in years.
The bill reduces the tax rate for manufacturing firms from 35% to 32%, and the term manufacturing is so broadly defined in the bill that it includes everything from corporate farms to big oil and gas producers. Lawmakers felt pressured to pass the bill because some 1,600 U.S. firms are being penalized by tariffs being raised a percentage point each month. The bill takes away the tax breaks, so the rising tariffs are now expected to disappear. Mississippi Republican Trent Lott said even though the Senate was supposed to adjourn last week, it could not leave town without passing this bill.
How in the world could we not complete legislation that would deal with this alleged subsidy and take that money that was saved by eliminating some of those provisions and moving it over into other areas in manufacturing and small business in a way that would create jobs?
North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad acknowledged that as many as 200,000 U.S. firms will benefit from this bill.
But it also has some provisions that will further encourage companies to go overseas. So, you know, this is a badly flawed bill.
The bill contains a provision that will give a tax break to U.S. firms with overseas operations. It's an incentive for them to repatriate their foreign profits, but critics say it may also cause them to expand overseas operations at the expense of U.S. jobs. Keith Ashdown of Taxpayers for Common Sense, a watchdog group, says the so-called jobs bill is really a special interest bill.
It's an election year, and lawmakers are using the last legislative train to bring home goodies for their constituents and their favored interests.
For example, the bill includes a $10.1 billion buyout of tobacco growing quotas to be paid for by tobacco users. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin pointed out that the Senate had earlier approved a provision in the bill that would have given the Food and Drug Administration authority to regulate tobacco.
And those conferees who put together this monstrous bill ripped it out and said we're going to give billions of dollars to buy out tobacco growers, but not one penny to protect children from the harm of tobacco products.
The bill also includes extensions of ethanol production tax breaks and allows those who live in states with no income tax to claim credit on their IRS forms for sales tax. Ohio Republican George Voinovich says the bill could help President Bush win re-election.
The fact that it is passed and hopefully he's going to sign it is a good sign to a lot of manufacturers, not only in Ohio but around the country, that this administration is sensitive to their concerns and cares about them.
But the bill's broad bipartisan support indicates Democrats, as well as Republicans, will likely claim credit for its passage as they campaign in the coming weeks. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.